Ranveer Pawa. Ranveer Pawa.
Hannah, calling.
What happened? Quit on me?
Chakradhar Bhai Reddy.
Ranveer Pawa.
Eleanor Waller.
Hello?
Hi.
Chakradhar Bhai Reddy.
Linnea Jepson, Reading, Pennsylvania.
Amulya.
Roger Foster.
Jerry. Hello.
Bob Shorten.
And Daphne Sheard. Hello?
Rachel?
Hi, this is Daphne Sheard joining the conference call.
Yes. I'm here for the conference call.
Okay.
What's your name?
Daphne Sheard.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is... Hello, this
Hello.
Is Vera.
Vera.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hello, this is Peter.
Oh. Hello, Vera here.
Anna.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Casey.
Paul Wilson.
Eric Parrish.
Good morning, Rebecca Milne. Daphne Sheard.
Rachel Murad.
Hello?
Ranveer.
Mark 34.
Uh-huh. Maxine Ruzica.
Anna Charlotte Hambler.
Vera Gartley.
Vera Gartley.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So, I don't see any code for anything. Okay, don't worry. Don't worry. Conference.com. Okay. Is it the same thing as what I have? Freeconference.com
or freeconferencecall.com?
Freeconference.com.
Hey.
Hello, Taryn.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pranam Raj ji.
Good morning. Kya hal chal hai?
Theek hai, theek hai. Aapke kaise hal chal hai?
Sab badhiya hai.
Is this muted now?
Hello?
Checking to see if I'm muted.
Gene Harrison.
Gene Harrison. Good morning.
Good morning.
How many? How do you know? Line.
Hey.
You are connected, right?
Yogamaya.
Yogamaya, good morning.
Good morning. Bye, Gigi. How are you?
See, who is next to me? Linda Rocco.
Is that right? Is she behaving herself?
Oh, sure.
She's very good. Doing
hello,
well.
Vaja. Jim.
Jim, how are you?
I'm good. Very good.
I got all your emails and I'm going to respond to that.
Hi, James.
Okay, hi.
Raj is here too, saying you hi.
Who was that?
Me, you don't have to ask me, call you.
Oh, who said hi?
Raj.
Oh, Raj is there?
Okay, talk to Raj, Dr. Malina ji.
Raj.
Okay, I'm on the freeconference.com.
Hello, this is Vijay Sharma.
Hello, this is Chizal from New York City.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I can hear a lot of familiar voices, so...
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sheldon here, Elijah.
Everybody can hear me good?
Yes.
Sure, we can hear you good.
Very good, very good.
Good morning, this is Barbara Zilber.
Hello?
Hi, Barbara Zilber's here.
Oh, Barbara. Very good, very good.
Hi, Jesus.
Hi.
Eat some rest. You got food, Tina?
Thank you.
Linnea Jepson, Reading, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, give that number.
Files or resume to the court.
Jane Watson.
Or nine.
And then? Okay, mute is star 6. Mute. Oh, that's for yourself. It says
Anna Maria Cornell.
Star 7. Anna Maria, good morning.
Good morning, Wedja. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
I'm very excited about this call.
Yeah, I am just, I will try to be careful that people are not getting vata'd out.
Oh, yes.
2 hours on vata. What's that?
Star 6 and star 7.
That's what we need.
A 6?
Star 6.
Good morning, Anna Charlotte Handler.
Good morning, good morning. Can you give me that?
Yes.
Good morning, Dr. Mishra.
Good morning.
You're at Paris.
Good morning. It's Yvonne McCarr.
Oh.
That's star 7, yeah. For yourself, it's star 6.
Star 7 is for?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, it's Yvonne McCourt.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody
hold
can...
Hold on, let me write that down. Write down one more time. Question answer at the end. What's the for the question and answer?
Nancy Frankenthal.
Hello, good morning.
Question
good morning.
Hi, this is Aluna Schrader calling from Portland, Oregon.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Mishra. Renee from New York.
Oh, you are every time you don't miss it, huh?
This time definitely not. I'm a Vata.
Okay, start recording then.
Star 9. Start recording.
Star 9. And then how people will mute?
Star 6.
Star 6. And when I have to open it towards that?
Star 6, unmute them.
That computer right there, just so you have.
So star 9 for recording, yeah?
Yes.
So we are going to start.
You can do star 6. And then mute yourself.
So I will start, so everybody should do
okay,
star
so
6 to mute.
I think we're okay.
To mute and then I will start with the prayer.
Change. Yeah.
So Raj, you missed your thing totally, yes? Because it's 8:30 past, so
I'm gonna start again right now.
Okay. Okay, I have to start now. Right.
Did you press star 9 already?
No, I will press.
He says he will press. He hasn't started yet.
Do it just so.
Don't worry, it's going to be fine.
Thank you, bye. So everybody should do star 6 so that everybody can just listen. So do star 6.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
So everybody should do star 6. Still I can hear some pots and pans banging somewhere in kitchen. Now it is good. Now it is good. You have all the information for yourself?
Yeah.
See if anybody's there.
Eliana.
Eliana, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Mishra.
Good morning, good morning. So just do star six. I'm going to start in one.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Somehow I lost you all before, so we dialed you back. So.
Wonderful, wonderful. So do star six.
Star six?
If still people are coming, I will give two more minutes.
Okay.
Oh.
Good morning, Vaidyanisha. It's Rachi Manjari from Denver.
Ah, oh, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Nice to be here.
Very good, very good. Just to do star six, I will start.
Thank
in.
You.
Very good.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Organizer ka karna padega. I'm starting the prayer right now. I'll cut the hum. Suno. Speaker for me. You better have water. Chant Om with me, and everybody should do star six and then chant Om with me. Everybody should do, you have not. Looks like, right? And if you have any question or problem in hearing, you can do star six again to unmute yourself. Okay? So, seven, you're right, huh? Good. Good. Chant Om with me. शेषान पहंसि तुष्टा रुष्टा तु कामान सकलान भिष्टान त्वामाश्रितानां न विपन्नरानां त्वामाश्रितायाश्रयतां प्रयान्ति ॐ मन्त्राणां मातृका देवी शब्दानां ज्ञानरूपिणी ज्ञानानां चिन्मयातीता शून्यानां शून्यसाक्षिणी यस्याः परतरं नास्ति शेखा दुर्गा प्रकीर्तिता ॐ या देवी सर्वभूतेषु विद्यारूपेण संस्थिता नमस्तस्यै नमो नमः ॐ या देवी सर्वभूतेषु सिद्धिरूपेण संस्थिता नमस्तस्यै नमो नमः ॐ सर्वा बाधा विनिर्मुक्तो धनधान्यसुतान्वितः मनुष्यो मत्प्रसादेना भविष्यति न संशयः ॐ शान्तिः ॐ शान्तिः ॐ शान्तिरेव शान्तिः ॐ In our ongoing Charak Sanghita course, today is the day of Sutra of Charak Sanghita, all about Vat. In English you say Vata, in Sanskrit we say Vata. Both are okay, whatever is making you to understand better. But try to pronounce Vat. Vat. So, this Charak Sanghita has one whole section called Sutra Sthan, the place or section all about the sutra, all about everything is in the form like a raw cotton thread, means everything is in very micro form, just like a two sentence. You will see that whole verse all verse has a four quarter. It's like a two lines or four quarters, but it tells all about what. So this is the day of that Charak Sanghitaj. Vat Sutra from the Sutra Sthan, Charak Sanghita Sutra Sthan. Verse 59, chapter 1, Charak Sanghita Sutra Sthan, chapter 1, verse 59.
Good. Laga kya?
Maybe I recorded.
Aadmi nahi hai koi.
No.
So this is said, it's a very famous verse, very famous verse. Said, Rup Chaha, you have the PowerPoint online we have already. Rup Chaha, Sito Laghu Sukshmas Chalotha Vishadaha Kharaha Viparita Guner Drabyer Marutaha Sam Prashamyati. Again, Rukchaha Sito Laghu Sukshmas Chalotha Vishadaha Kharaha Viparita Guner Drabyer Marutaha Sam Prashamyati. In this two line, in this one verse, Charak Sanghita is telling everything about Vat. What are the gunaj, what are the properties of the Vat, what are the character of the Vat dosha, and how to specify that, how to specify Vat. See, this is the beauty of Charak Sanghita. Later on you will see in Charak Sanghita there is a whole chapter on Vat, whole chapter, because this is a sutra sthan. Everything is there in a nutshell, very brief but very deep. You will hear the whole chapter on Vat called Vat Kala Kali Adhyaya. Vat, all Vat, about all Vat, whole chapter. Maybe 100 verses on Vat. But this Sutra Sthan is just two sentences, but I thought that it will be a good idea to give in-depth knowledge about Vat today, because in this day and age, this Vat dosha is aggravated in the environment, like Marut is aggravated in the environment, and Vata dosha is having lot of people are having aggravation of Vata dosha, and Vata dosha is a king of all the dosha, so it takes aggravates all the dosha. So that's why I thought that we should have little detailed discussion. See what next it says. The what gunas here? Rukchaha. Go to the third page. Rukchaha means?
It's the fourth page.
Fourth page, yes. Page four. Rukchaha. So we are elaborating word by word all the guna, all the properties, all the qualities of the Vata dosha. So Rup Chaha means rough. Rup Chaha means rough. Rup Chaha. Then other quality is Sheet, cold. Means all these qualities are there of the Vata dosha. So if you do anything to increase this Rup Chaha, roughness, I will explain more. So Rukcha is one quality, second quality is Sheet, means cold. Third quality is Laghu, means the light in the weight, lightweight. Sukshma, it's a very subtle, very sharp. It's a very minute. Even it is, you cannot identify it in the microscope. It's that kind of molecules, means that's a vibrational molecule there. And chala, it is always moving, mobile, chala, always moving. And Vishad is, if you see the anti-slimy, it's see the Vishad and Rukcha. The Rukcha is rough and Vishad is like not rough, but it is not slimy. It's less slimy or not slimy at all. It's moving, but it is not slimy, not slippery. This is very, very specific quality. And khara is coarse. See the rupcha, see the same kind of quality here. You see the three qualities, says rupcha, vishad, and khara. You can say all in, it's dry, but one is like rupcha is rough, like some surface or some channel is dry. And the vishad is anti-sliminess. It's dry, but little, when the sticky things dries out, when something is sticky, something slippery dries out, that kind of dryness. And then you have a khara. Khara is a coarseness, like you have some coarse powder. It's, when you touch the powder, it's like rough, that kind of roughness. So what my plan is today, based on the Tri Sutra Ayurveda, if you have taken this course before, you know that what Tri Sutra Ayurveda is, but I would like to explain the Tri Sutra Ayurveda. There is a Tri Sutra, the whole Charak Sanghita is based on this Tri Sutra Ayurveda. And would that this Tri Sutra Ayurveda originally being taught by the creator of universe, the Brahma, the assigned creator of universe, before creating the human being, before creating any live creature, he created this Tri Sutra Ayurveda, and that Tri Sutra Ayurveda is being handed over to one god, to another god, then Rishi Bharadwaj got it, and then he taught to his six disciples, six other rishis. What is this Tri Sutra Ayurveda? Says, Hetu Ling Oshadh Jnanam Swasthatur Parayanam. First thing, before writing prescription or protocol, the first thing every physician should know, go into the great details of etiological factor. Go into the great detail of the hetu. What is the etiological factor for this person to imbalance vata dosha or pitta dosha or kapha dosha? Symptoms may be the same. Same symptom of vata aggravation is there in 10 people or 100 people. But the etiological factor, the reason for this may be different. Reasoning is different. If you don't go into the detail of the reasoning, if you don't know what is increasing this particular person's vata dosha, then You will try to pacify vata dosa. You will give all vata pacifying diet, routine, herbs, massage, relaxation technique. If you don't know that what specific diet or what specific problem in the environment or what specific problem is there in the behavior, in the routine, in the professional stress, there are so many kind of etiological factors are there. If you don't know that, if you don't say to your patient that, please don't do this. So what I will like to do, based on this Trisutra Ayurveda, to find etiological factor and then correlate that etiological factor into the symptoms. Hetu lingam means the etiological, lingam means the symptom. Hetu lingam and then aushad jnanam. Then knowing the therapeutics. So first thing is the etiological factor, then the symptoms, and then the treatment protocol. So what I'm going to do today, based on these gunas of vata, which diet, which etiological factor, which routine is aggravating the specific guna. Go into that detail. And then, based on that etiological factor which is increasing the specific guna, either dryness or coolness or lightweightness or, you know, whatever, based one by one, and how to target that, how to target that specific etiological factor, how to target that specific etiological factor to have 100% result then and there. Because see, the vata all over, whatever the textbooks are available, they say just 3-4 sentences, this is vata, this is pitta, this is kapha. But I thought it's already there. A lot of people has done the primary work, and this is Charak Sanhita. It is in sutra base, sutra form, but it is the time to take every curious Ayurvedic students to the little deeper level, so you understand that the source of Charak Sanhita is how perfect it is. That's why it's written by so many commentators about Charak Sanhita, that whenever you want to treat anybody, follow the rules of Charak Sanhita. Charakastu Chikitsate. Charak Sanhita is the best textbook, pure textbook to treat. Charakastu Chikitsate. So let us see now. First guna is Rukcha. And as you see, the opposite quality of vata, opposite quality is snigdha. If somebody has Rukcha, more Rukcha, what will be the symptom? Because before going to the etiological factor, you have to know what patient is coming to you or yourself. Say, oh, I feel very dry inside. My skin is dry. This Rukcha, dry skin, dry scalp, dry thinking also, dryness. Anybody comes and says, I feel very dry inside. My nostrils are dry. My skin is dry. I feel very dry. And you know, remember, whenever this Rukcha is coming, and if this Rukcha is connected to the Vishad and Khara, I mean all kinds of roughness, dryness, when all three qualities are coming, then this dry, itchy skin, the itch comes. The itchy symptom comes. So this dryness, if somebody comes to you with the complaint of dryness, what etiological factor you will think? First go to the ahar, there is a sequence. First, whenever you try to find etiological factor, first go in ahar, means the diet. Then vihar, routine and code of conduct. Then environment. You know, everything together, but one by one. So then ask, okay, what kind of food you are eating? Lot of crackers, popcorn, you know, anything you remember which is either dry in the form or it has the drying effect. So anything which soaks water, anything which soaks water is drying, yes? And you will find, yeah, I have a popcorn for breakfast or... So any food which is dry, ask that, what kind of food you are eating? Okay, tell me what you do in the morning. So they will tell you, or the person is not drinking enough water. That will create dryness too. Ask about all diet and drink, what you do, what the person is doing. You will find that there is something the person is eating which is drying. That's what the roughness is manifesting. If somebody is not drinking enough water and eating drying things, potato chips or nachos, which soaks the, which creates dehydration, and dehydration goes from one tissue to another tissue, from rasa to rakta, rakta to mamsa, more, you know, if you are dehydrated just one day, since yesterday, your rasa will be less, your skin will be dry, first layer of the skin will be dry. Which continues days and days and days, that's how the dryness will go from one tissue, from rasa to rakta, rakta to mamsa, you know, and then it travels in the skin also. Skin has, charak says 6 layers and susruta says 7 layers. That's how, first the itchy skin, then if the person is keep creating dryness with the diet or bad routine, then goes deeper and deeper and deeper, then it becomes wrinkle, then becomes deeper wrinkle, and then cracks. So this is just the one. Just try to find out, then try to see what kind of drying routine this person has. Too much late night sleep, it dries because it burns up the soma. Too much exercise, not drinking enough liquid, that will create dryness. So see the whole routine, when person is going, how much exercise, when person is going to bed, what factors can create dryness? What factors are creating dryness? In the routine, in their behavior. Not giving break between the rest and activity. That can create dryness. 6 hours of work. So try to, this is very common sense, try to find what is creating dryness in the person's routine and their behavior. Then the third thing comes, the environment. What kind of environment the person lives? The less soma is there, the person is living in a very dry climate, or the very common etiological factor of vata aggravation is nowadays electromagnetic frequency overload. What it does? It soaks the soma, soaks the cooling, lubricating, sustaining energy. And then what happens? It soaks the soma, then the marut, the vata in the environment, that goes high, then that person is inhaling that air which has a lot of marut there because of the EMF. That person is getting from Adhipati Marma, from the nose, from the ear, from the mouth, all those dry vibration or drying vibration is coming to the body. So what you have to do? As a third factor of Trisutra Ayurveda, symptoms are easy. Symptoms are coming to you. Symptoms, that's how everything starts. Person comes, oh, I feel very dry, my skin is always dry. Okay, that's the best thing. The symptom is there. Or you can see pulse, if you know pulse. See pulse, oh, dryness is there in so many layers, so many tissues. So, then you find the etiological factor. Based on my experience, a lot of people who has no problem, they eat good, they sleep good, routine is good, but still they have the dryness in the pulse and in the physiology because of all these computers, because of working in the high EMF environment. So, your etiological factor, living in a New York where has a lot of electromagnetic buzz there. So, what to do? Based on the etiological factor, you have to do, see the right hand side, you have right. What is the opposite of the ruksha? How you will balance this ruksha aggravation? Snigdha. Angshwas. Because there is a very famous verse in Charak Sanhita, very big siddhanta, very big principle. Sarvada sarbhavanam samanyam vriddhi karanam rasa hetur visesascha visesascha prithakritam. This sutra of the Charak Sanhita says that equal quality material, equal quality, anything in the same quality, it increases. If somebody is already vata type, they have dryness, tendency of dryness in their physiology already, and if they consume dry food, not having enough drink, and working in the EMF environment and not going to bed up to 2 o'clock, all these dryness quality of the diet and the routine and the environment will increase vata. Like we say, what the Charak Sutra is saying, if you add liquid to liquid, liquid will increase. If you add fire to a liquid, fire to water, what will happen? The fire will decrease and the water will decrease. That's what the Siddhanta says, sarvada sarbhavanam samanyam vriddhikarnam. In always, in all circumstances, the equal quality situation is increasing. And the second verse says, rasa hetur viseshascha. When you combined two opposite quality material, opposite quality aspect, both are decreasing. That's why, what is that Siddhanta we are applying here? The ruksha quality, the drying quality, if somebody has dryness symptoms from the vata aggravation, direct specification of this will be the angshus. Then what? Tell the person to drink more water, had some ghee to diet or olive oil to the diet, do massage, good massage oil, vata massage oil, and go to bed on time, and do something for the environment so that you balance the EMF. If somebody does not have the EMF balancing tips, you can call my office and we have 11 tips how to balance the EMF, the side effect of the EMF. Because I cannot say that you should not work on computer. Even I'm using iPhone, computer is in front of me. Because to live in this day and age and stay connected, you have to use them. That's why the Ayurveda is. Use, understand what side effects are, and then do the proper thing to clean your environment and balance your body. One recommendation I can give, or too much EMF is your go and sit somewhere in the jungle. No, that's not practical. That's why, you know, if you have enough money and go and sit in the jungle, retire right now, that's okay. But how many people has it? But don't run away from your dharma also. Whatever God has given you the profession, you have to do it. So these tips are there, how to balance the EMF, how to clean the environment from the EMF. So always you can call the office or email and you will get it. So this was all about ruksha. Also one thing you have to see, if somebody is eating very spicy food, and the vinegar and the chilies, if somebody is adding the chilies and vinegar. I got one email today, I will not expose the name, just I opened my iPhone and I saw this email that, oh, my sinus is back because I ate some Japanese radish pickle. Must be some vinegar there somewhere or something to create the drying. Because see, when the daikon ages, it creates dryness. So, and sinus goes manifested because the dryness suck the soma, and when soma is less, ojas is less, then any infection can come. So just, you know, it's a common sense. Try to find the etiological factor based on diet, code of conduct, routine, and the environment. Whenever you try to find the etiological factor, of course, these are the factors in day-to-day life. Common factors, yes. For common general practice. Then the next thing is the sita, cold. Cool. Because the vata has this cool quality, so if somebody tells you that you have, somebody has that, go to the page of the cool, sita, cool is missing, cool, what symptom they will bring to you? The first symptom they will bring to you,
hold here. It's okay. Page 10.
So I have to, I'm seeing here that I have to elaborate a little bit more about the physical symptoms of the, even for the Rukcha, dryness, skin dryness, feeling dryness, mental symptoms also. The mental symptoms like thinking dry means lack of confidence, instability in the thought process. I'm going a little back on the Rukcha because now I see that how I elaborated in the PowerPoint. Like not stable thinking, dryness, lack of compassion, lack of love, less soma there, not sticking with the commitments, changing mind. And then the sensory symptoms will be, again, not able to focus, instability. The eyes will be tired very quickly. Maybe the dry eyes sometimes, if it is, this dry quality is in the deeper tissues, dry eyes, dryness in the ear. All the organs, all the pathways will be drier. Dryness in the anorectal area. Dryness in the sensory, like a tactile nerves, feeling rougher. All those kind of things will come in this Rukcha quality. Then you have, let us go to the Sita quality. What symptoms person will bring? Feeling cooler all the time. Physical symptom will be, particularly the hands and feet will be cooler, because both extremities has poor circulation, lesser than the other body part. The hands and feet always has little poor circulation because at the end they are always lower part of the body. First symptom will be, the Sita symptom will be cold hands and feet. Then the another physical symptom will be lack of tolerance with even little cool breeze. Oh my God, I cannot handle it. Because already Vata is aggravated inside, or the Vata body type, person is Vata body type, then they will get more intolerance of even little cool breeze. Other symptoms, Shastra says that, see the joints, the major joints, minor joints, in the gaps of the joints always some accumulation, naturally some accumulation of Vata is there. Those joints will feel cold. If you touch the joints of the person or yourself, if you're Vata, the joints will feel cold. This is our physical symptoms. Joints will be feeling cool too. Skin will be cool in the touch. Overall body temperature will be cooler than normal. Overall body temperature will be cooler than normal. What will the mental symptoms? Again, the reception, the dhi, dhriti, smriti, what happens? The mind has the three common action: power of learning, power of retaining, and power of recalling. Because of the coolness in the mind, in the pranavata area, You know, again, we have five vata, five pitta, five kapha. The mental activity will be slowed down. Because cooling means lack of thermogenesis. Lack of thermogenesis, lack of flow of the agni in the mind, in the body, in the sensory organ. Because another quality of vata, you see, chaloth also, the movement. Vata is always moving. So whenever coolness is there, the coolness is shrinking the channels, and then what happens? The movement of vata, which vata has to move, vata has to move. That is the quality of the vata, chaloth. So it's the quality of vata. Vata has to move. Everybody has this quality. What is the trick here? You have to keep this quality under the control. Under control. So then, the cooling, if it is too much cool, then what happens? It shrinks the channels, the microcirculatory channel, this is a natural common sense. Anything cool is shrinking. Anything warm, expanding. This cool quality is shrinking the channel. And then, the other quality of vata, the moving quality of vata, gets obstructed. Then delivery of hormones, delivery of blood to the nerves, all delivery gets disrupted. Because everything has to be delivered on time, whether it is a vibrational energy or the physical molecules. That's how the mind becomes slow, mind cannot understand, or understanding part gets slower. That is happening due to the Shita Guna. Then the sensory symptoms will be again, because there will be, you know, the skin will be cold, eyes can feel tired, if it is in a deep tissue, then channels of the auditory system, channels of the ear will be clogged. All the senses can get into trouble because the cooling quality of vata, aggravated vata, will slow down the channel, narrow the channel. So what etiological factors? Very simple. Drinking ice cold water, not protected when you go out in the environment, not keeping environment wise, not keeping the room or clothing warm enough, diet wise, anything cold, eating a lot of ice cream, not eating warm spices, not eating warm food. All those, too much of fruit in the night, too much soma, drinking cold milk. The symptoms are giving you all the ideas. Ask whatever common diet is, whatever is the common cold diet in that culture, in that country. And it gives me that you have to know what kind of diet and what kind of routine and what kind of environmental problems are there where you live, where you practice. I have a great experience in practicing in India and practicing here. The dietary ingredients are different there, cultural difference is there. So that's why you have to know what is in your area in terms of diet, behavior and the environmental problem. all the, you can make a list of all cold thing and say, you know, are you eating this? Or ask the person. You don't have to go to the list. Ask what you eat morning to night. And just eliminate all those things which is cold and introduce to something warm. You know, see the quality you see? The opposite quality is ushna. Little warm spices based on the person's, if a person is too pitta, be careful. The heating treatment is needed. But then again, who the person is? And what is the environment? If it is cold weather, if it is winter, you can go little more hot. If somebody has vata aggravation and cool symptoms, sita symptoms in the summer, you have to see the body type and you have to see the weather also. Because in the summer, if somebody has vata aggravation in the summer, it tells you that it is something big wrong going on there. Something deep problem going on there. If some kapha problem, if some kapha body type has vata problem, it's normal. Particularly the cool problem, cool symptoms. If the pitta body type, in a pitta season, if a pitta body type in the summer, if somebody has this cool symptom, means something is wrong in the deeper tissues. Be careful. If vata person has any vata symptom, you don't have to worry too much. Because already seeds are there. Something trigger up, just figure out and specify it. That's why this body type studies we do, and environmental study. If somebody is in Arizona or somebody is in Texas in the hot weather, and if that person has a vata aggravation, then what to do? Find out why it is happening. The person, either the person is eating too much cold, it is creating, or maybe the cold, if the person is not eating too much cold, then you have to find what other things are there. Maybe the too much heat is burning the soma, and then vata, there is nothing to specify the vata there in the body. The kapha is less, ojas is less. So you have to just do the comprehensive examination in terms of diet and routine and behavior. And the environment. Don't miss out the environment part. Because the environment is a major thing. You live there, you are vibrationally connected, you are breathing, you are eating in that environment, you are drinking the water from that area. All those things you have to see. So what will be the mental symptoms, the sensory symptoms? We concluded that coolness will be there, and what you have to do, the ushna treatment, warm bath, warm massage, keep the room warmer, tell person to wear socks, because you have to take care of feet, hands, whatever way you can prevent from getting more cool and warm, then it targets the sita quality with the warm quality in terms of diet, routine, behavior, and the environment. Then the next quality is labhu, light. Labhu quality, light quality. See, why this separate the light quality? So maybe something is there which has ruksha quality, and light quality. You know, one food, one behavior, one routine, one out of balance behavior, out of balance routine, one environment may have 3-4 qualities. If it is just one quality, that's easy. Like what you will say about the popcorn. How many qualities are there? Just it's light, lagu,
dry.
It's dry, it's drying, it is, you know. So you may have in one thing you have so many qualities. And what will be the behavior? Creating lightness. Somebody say, you know what? I'm doing the fasting. The Vata person, when the Vata person comes to me and says, you know what, I love to do fasting. In Ayurveda, we have a big chapter on fasting. Several kinds of fasting. Langana, called Langana. Why? Though there are so many kinds of fasting is there, because body type is different, environment is different, age is different, professionally some person has the night duty, some person has the day duty, so you have to have that comprehensive study on fasting, because fasting is creating lightness in the body. Then also it says that when you see the Ayurvedic herbology, which course I have given, about 60 hours course, lot of herbs and spices and the grains has this lagu, all these gunas. So it is ruksha, it is lagu, it is vishad, it is khara. So all those lagu quality herbs or spices should not be taken. What will be the lagu quality spice? Anything which is hot, too hot, it creates lightness in the body. How? Because it burns the kapha, it burns the soma if it is doing too much. Burning kapha is okay because that is the kapha job to balance it, yes? That's why kapha is here. Balancing pitta and vata. The cayenne pepper, red chilies, Tabasco sauce, also you touch the Tabasco sauce, feels cool. But the inside is all burning. Burning means drying also. So just see whatever is burning. Whatever is burning soma, whatever is burning kapha, it can create dryness also. So what is the answer? Just figure out what the person is eating. Whatever is creating dryness, they create the lightness also. They are connected. But again, it's good to know the all the dimensions. Anything light, like a popcorn, the potato chips, they are light, lagu, and they are drying. They are lagu and ruksha. If there is all qualities of the vata, lagu, ruksha, sita, what will be the example of all three, lagu, ruksha and sita in one food, one thing? Lagu, ruksha and sita, something with vinegar. And, salad, lagu, ruksha and sita with vinegar. Yeah, tofu is more than that. So this is the lagu quality. Doing too much exercise, it is creating lightness. You do exercise, you recommend exercise. Exercise is called vyayam, and the definition of exercise is saying that it creates laguta. It creates lightness, because when you do exercise, you burn toxins, you burn heavy ama, you burn fat. So all things when you burn, your body feels right. If somebody has kapha aggravation, if somebody has lot of fat, lot of heavy ama, exercise is good. But if somebody is already lagu, if somebody is already light, and they do a vigorous exercise, then what will happen? That vigorous exercise will create more vata, because the person will be more light and more light and more light. So when you are scanning the etiological factor of laghuta, see the diet, see the routine, what happens when person goes to bed late, when person goes to bed late, that also creates laghuta also, because the agni time between 10 to 2, it's the agni time, it's agneya time. In agneya time what happens, agni goes high, it burns the kapha, burns the ojas, then body becomes lighter. Laghuta comes. So scan out all the thing which is creating the lightness and then try to address it. What will be the answer? Abhyanga. Giving person to add some more heavy food. Heavy, easy to digest. Guru. What is the answer of lagu? Guru. Heavy food. Nice, nourishing, heavy, non-clogging, heavy food. Like, we say, certain specific recipes, rice pudding, add to the normal diet, rice pudding, milk date shake, if somebody, what will be the, like, people will start losing weight. That will be the main symptom. Person comes, oh, I cannot gain weight. Okay, you are eating something more lagu, more light. You are drinking, like what will be the creating laguta in terms of drink? Alcohol. Alcohol looks like a drink, but it burns the soma, it burns the kapha, it burns the channels in too much quantity. So try to find out what that person is doing. And what will the physical symptom? Weight loss. Mental symptom? Flaky thoughts, instable thoughts, lightheadedness. If it is too much chronic, the dementia, lack of communication, and sensory symptoms will be same like a ruksha. Same like a ruksha. Eyes will be tired soon. Less endurance of anything. They cannot hear any little loud sound. Sleep will be disturbed. Because there is lightness in the cellular system. Nothing is there in the body little heavy enough to calm them. Give proper sleep. Give proper stability. Lack of coordination will be between mind and body and thought process. Because lack of connection and communication will be there. So feeding good nourishing food and lots of rest. Little yoga maybe, no vigorous exercise, brisk walking. For all vata, brisk walking, early morning and deep breathing. Or gentle walking, depends how much aggravation is there. Go out and have more soma, sit down under the tree, breathe, sit near water, breathe. Because for all vata symptom, what you need more soma and some kind of spices or some kind of aromatherapy or transdermal to get that soma transform to ojas or kapha. What you need? All for all vata pacification. You need little bit more ojas, little bit more kapha, which will help you to coordinate with all the, suppose you are eating guru food, heavy nourishing, good, intelligent food. You need ojas to transform that. You need ojas to supply enough agni to the molecules, to the digestive system, to secrete right amount of enzymes, which is agni. Enzymes are agni. To transform that. And why ojas we need? Ojas commands that. Ojas gives the intelligence how much which enzymes has to be secreted, what timing is there, and how to enhance the interaction there. So this is like only heavy food. Oh, I'm losing weight. Good. I got one patient in Canada. He was losing weight, and some Ayurvedic physician told, "Oh my God, I have an answer. Eat a lot of peanut butter." The person gained weight by eating peanut butter a lot. But he had a lot of ama. He had a joint pain. That's why I'm telling you this. Because be very careful what food he should have. And what you are giving with the food, certain spices, certain cooking method, so that person is not making ama from this guru food. Is getting the soma, because what is making guru? Guru means it has more ardi soma. More ardi soma, very solid soma. That's why make guru food guru. Heavy food heavy. Milk, rice pudding, milk date shake, little bit of whatever the food is heavy, which takes time to digest. Paneer is heavy. But whenever you are giving anybody heavy, make sure that the person's digestive fire is good, so you do some spices there. Tell person to chew well. Don't just take this heavy food whenever. No, good time. When is the lunch time is a good time for heavy food. Not tell the person to eat heavy food before going to bed. Or whenever we recommend milk, date, shake or rice pudding, we say, okay, add these spices. That's why always we have spices, different spices for different quality of the food. That's why the heavy food we give to pacify the lightness. Then it gives the good weight. Weight of good soma. Weight of good ojas, weight of good balanced kapha, not ama kapha, not clogging the channel. Because if you do guru food without thought, then it can create lot of ama and lot of clogged channel. So this is the laghu quality. Then you have, sukshma quality. Sukshma you have here. The sukshma means here that it's a very subtle, very minute, very fast moving. It's this quality is just like the aroma. You know, the aroma has this quality, sukshma. Means very much fast moving, very minute, very subtle, very micro, nothing can stop. When this quality is aggravated, if you do something in terms of diet and behavior, what other sukshma quality will be? Like these, anything which is aromatic, more intensely aromatic, more sharpness is there, like chilies. Chilies has the sukshma quality. It has aroma, it has the sharpness. See, if somebody is eating a lot of cayenne pepper, a lot of chilies, means it, they are increasing the sukshma quality of the vata in their body. What happens? It dilates the channels more wider. There are two ways to aggravate vata. One, if channel is clogged, then what happens? The movement is vata slowing down. Yes, when channel is clogged. The other way of aggravating vata is, if channel, the srotas, the physical channel or vibrations are too wide. If you do too much sukshma quality, too much chilies, and alcohol also has the sukshma quality. Whatever is the fast moving, because of the micro molecule wise, very subtle, very, because if you do too much, it can create the other guna called Vikasi guna, dilates the channel. When the channel is too much dilated, then what happens? Then even the anything will move faster and the channel loses the control. Then that kind of vata aggravation is even worse. See, if the channels are dilated, if somebody is eating too heavy quality or too much dryness, too much dry, then what happens? The dry, the ruksha quality food is sinking the channels, yes? Then also the movement of vata gets into trouble. Then what you have to do? You have to lubricate the channel. Give the snigdha oil, snigdha ghee, snigdha butter, something, anksas food, massage, anksas massage. Then what happens? The stiffness of the channel getting lubricated. But when you have too much sukshma quality, then the channels are wide open. That's a very bad situation. Then what you have to do? You have to feed little bigger molecular size food. Little bigger molecule. All the guru quality, all the heavy quality. Why we call the heavy quality food? Because their molecule size is bigger. They have more soma. More soma predominant food is having earthy vibration, watery vibration. So this is more bigger molecule. Like molecule of the chili, the micromolecule of the chili and the micromolecule of the paneer. So what you have to do? That's why whenever we cook chili, what I say, cook in the ghee. Because ghee's molecules are having answas, little heavier, not too heavy. And molecules are little bigger than the chili's molecule. Why? When you cook chili in the ghee, the sukshma molecule of the chili, which can move very fast, nothing can stop, that gets coated. Because, see, any small, tiny molecule, the bigger intelligent molecule can grab that. Because it has a lot of opposite quality, yes? So the molecule of the ghee is encapsulating the molecule of the chili. So the molecule of the chili is captured or balancedly captured in the molecule of the ghee. That's a lot of time I tell people, if somebody I see the sukshma quality is there, the channels are wide open, I say, have this black pepper, green chilies, clove, toast in ghee, and don't eat those. If there is a pitta aggravation also going on there, don't eat that chili, don't eat the black pepper, just mix that ghee with your rice or with your soup, eat that ghee. Why? Because that molecule of the ghee is capturing all the sukshma molecule of the chilies. Because you need the warmth. If somebody has Sita quality in the body, cooling quality in the body, you need the warmth, yes? And where are you going to find the warmth? In black pepper, in the clove, in the green chilies. So you capture that warm sukshma vibration in the ghee, and you can put that ghee in your food, and sometimes they put that ghee in the milk. And see, this is the science of combining proper combination and proper samskar. If you understand these things, then everything will make sense. That why I say, okay, cook this chili and the salt in the water, in the soup, or sometimes I say, you cook in the ghee. There's a reason behind that. So that's why. What will the physical symptoms of the sukshma? Lot of fatigue will be there. Too much sukshma quality, too much chilies, too much alcohol. Fatigue, lack of coordination between mind and the body and the senses. Sometimes too much hunger, sometimes less hunger, lack of coordination between digestive system and the mind. Because what happens, that srotas, the channel becomes wide open, then the delivery of the enzymes, delivery of the hormones, everything gets messed up. Like hormones should reach later, it reaches earlier, because channel loses the control. It's widening the channel. So that's why the physical symptom will be fatigue, loss of sleep, lack of sleep. The mental symptom will be again the foggy mind, lack of coordination between dhi, dhriti and smriti. His skin can release a lot of toxins at once because channel will be open. And then lot of heat loss in the body, then sita, the cooling property comes, because when channel is wide open, channel is losing the lot of vibration, lot of heat channel can lose. So, for the massage will be the heavy duty oil. Sometimes we recommend in this kind of situation, massage with ghee. Because ghee is heavier than oil. Sometimes the 100-time washed ghee. What is 100-time washed ghee? Called shat dhaut grit. Massaging, it may be in the whole body, it may be in the one area of the body, one area of the skin. Vata aggravation could be in all over body, or in the one patch of the body, or in the one organ, or in the joint. So wherever it is, if you do topical treatment, you put little heavy, the base of the herbs will be same vata pacifying herb, but the base will be little heavier, little bigger molecule. Good thing is, all the heavier stuff is having bigger molecule. The sthula and guru goes side by side, these two qualities. Then you have next one is chala. Chala, sa chala means, chala quality means it's fast moving. Both are connected to each other. You know, when channel is wide open, everything is moving fast. That is vata's quality. But why it is mentioned? Why it is mentioned separately? Because in terms of, if somebody has this symptom of fast moving or losing control on the movement, losing control on the any kind of movement means this particular guna, this particular property of the vata is out of balance. If somebody's eyes are not, they are losing control on the blinking in the eyes, or facial paralysis, or person has restless leg syndrome, person is moving hand without knowing it,
odd person is having no control on talking, keeps talking, person is listening or not. Any, when there is no coordination between the thought and the movement, means this is specific quality of the vata is high. What is the answer there? See, the answer there is sthira. Tell person, sit down, meditate. But that person will, if you tell just to meditate and sit down, don't do vigorous exercise, don't do running. I get scared when a skinny vata pitta person, when I see them running vigorously. So my God, already the chala quality of the vata is too much. And when person is losing coordination between mind and the light, they do opposite things. The pitta person is having Tabasco sauce and alcohol and French fries at the same time. And the vata person starts running. Because they don't have control. They don't have connection there. So whenever any see the movement problem in the body, in the mind, mind races. Mind is now here in Berkeley, and second moment mind goes to somewhere else. Lack of coordination. There is nothing, nothing there to do for the mind, but goes anyway. That is the movement. That is the mobile or movement quality, moving quality of vata is high in the mind. And then also, as I told you, the sensory symptom will be lack of control of mind, lack of coordination of the mind on the sensory nerves, sensory organs. And what to take care? Sthira quality food, sthira quality behavior. Tell the person to sleep early, give better gap between rest and activity. And the sthira quality food is also there, which moves slow in the physiology, in outside. The yogurt will be good. Again, yogurt is not fast moving in the body and it is heavy. See, the sthira and heavy quality go side by side. The guru and sthira. The guru things are having bigger molecule. Heavy things, heavy means it takes time to digest. Why they take time to digest? Because the molecules are bigger. Molecules, the micromolecules are slow in moving, yes? Sthira. So guru quality serves in the sthira quality, but it is mentioned separately, particularly for the routine and behavior. If somebody has this chala quality, then I say, walk slow, you might have heard, talk slow, eat gentle, slow, don't do anything in rush, think slow. This is the coming from this verse. If the person will not do that, no matter what you will give, if person is rushing, more it is going to increase the more chala quality of the vata, and then no matter how much vata pacifying herb you will give, how much asugandha you are giving, how much jata mansi you are giving, all are vata pacifying, it's not going to work. Because the person is increasing this chala quality in his physiology all the time. Even person is sleeping and brain is roaming all over the place. Chala means roaming. And this kind of situation, saying only is not going to work because already it's out of balance. So spinal swiping works very good because the marut flows from the spine. In all vata symptoms, in all vata quality, the spinal swiping with vata pacifying herbs, because this cream has the all the vata pacification quality. It's unctuous, it's little heavy, it is slowing down. Molecules are having the blended molecules are microencapsulated. The sharper molecule of the aroma in the herb is microencapsulated in the lipid, like a ghee. That's what it is. So the spinal swiping and the samadhi set works very good in this situation because, you know, this chala quality might have happening due to so many reasons. Somebody has emotional trauma, they lost all the ojas, they lost all the good kapha, and then the chala quality just manifested. So opening the heart, connecting the mind to the heart, it slows down tremendously. Because if you say, okay, you should stop thinking too much. Okay. The person will try, but you have to do something to still that person, make them still help the person with these little marma, little transdermals and good voice and explain, and it does very good job. So that's why all these vata aggravation can happen by so many reasons. But telling alone is not going to help. You have to give them something right away to calm them down. Take the dryness away a little bit, warming a little bit, opening the channel or balancing the channel a little bit, all together before they're going to start anything, before they think about following your protocol. The worst thing about the vata aggravated people that they try to do it. If you convince them, they try to do it, but they cannot do it. Because already you see the lack of coordination with the mind and body and senses is there. They are all over the place, thinking everything all at the same time. And they are listening your word too. As a healer, oh yeah, he's a good healer. Yeah, I will do it. But they cannot do it. Because everything is, there's no coordination, there's no stability in the thought. So that's why you have to help these people. You have to help by good somagenic, soma predominant voice. Never scare them for anything. Don't say, oh my God, you have these many. I heard that day Vaidya Mishra was talking about vata, you have so many qualities are there. Oh my God, what you have done. Oh my God, what you are doing. After explaining all these things, you are just creating more vata, creating more stress. But don't do that. Be very patient. Your vata should be pacified first. Very calm. And that's why all these marma, transdermal marma system, it is a boon for all these vata people particularly. It helps pitta and kapha also. But when you do this marma on the spine, on the hands and feet, when you open their heart lotus, it helps right away. Last night, I will not tell you the name, one of my long helper and patient, she came, she lost her mother. I have never seen this much vata doubt in, I am seeing her since last 12 years. I have not seen her this much vata doubt because she lost her mother a couple of weeks ago. Very high pitta vata person, high spiritual energy. And when I saw her pulse, I told, oh my God, all the symptoms of at least among 5 vata, 4 vata was out of balance, but she knows because she knows this, so whoever was taking note, I didn't tell all the vata out of balance because then she was going to freak out. So I told only 2 vata is out of balance, so because she knows all these 5 vata, 5 pitta, 5 kapha, so I had to hide how many vata is out of balance. You have to know these things. You cannot scare these vata aggravated people. Then you cannot even fix sometime because she's trusting me so much. Whatever I say, it's like coming from the God. So I had to be very careful. I do only two vata. It's always been like that. I didn't explain anything. I gave a nice story about what happens when you... Because the stories... You know, these vata persons are very smart also. When you tell them the nice nurturing story, they want to know. They want to know. I have given nice story, although it was late. I forgot about time. I don't know. This is... I know I have to give my course tomorrow, but I thought, don't worry, I have to take care of this lady now. Then I told Linda, don't worry, give her nice samadhi set treatment and teach her Mahamrityunjay mantra. And when I saw her after 45 minutes, without even seeing her pulse, she had all the soma on the face, her voice was different, very, all the quality of vata aggravation is almost gone. So we see this all the time. We see this mantra, the soothing mantras works very good, the Mahamrityunjay mantras works very good, and the samadhi set which opens the heart and which has the heart opening, you know, ability, Brahmi is there to support the mind, and a specific tip is there to take care of the senses. What happens to this vata aggravated person? They lose connection with their own soul, and these horses, these senses, they just easily grab the mind of the person. It's easy for them, fun for them. Oh my God, this mind is so much moving all over, so much dryness is there. These horses are capturing this mind, so these senses are taking the mind wherever they want and whenever they want. So in this samadhi set, we have the special tulsi cream which goes in the marma, which marma is balancing the coordination between senses and mind. Because these vata people are all, when the aggravation is there, particularly when this movement problem is there, when chala is there, these horses are churning them down, they're roaming them all over the world, all over the life. They go past, you know, what happened in the past, they go future, and they go all over. So this samadhi set is very good for this quality, for calming, and we always see this all the time. And of course, then you say, yes, meditate now. All lot of meditators, when this chala quality out of balance, they say, I don't enjoy meditation. Or when I meditate, my mind goes all over. They must be doing some great meditation, but you have to give them something right away. Before they start meditating, before they start sitting still, then food, of course, little heavy food, little anxious food, and then also you have to say, don't do anything while you are drinking or eating anything. You are drinking, even drinking water, slow down, one sip at a time. When you are eating, silent eating, no rush. Chew well, swallow, enjoy the energy, then next bite. All this is sthira quality. Slow down, slow down, slow down. So this is the sthira quality, and then what you have? Vishad and khara. See, the vishad is, again, anti-sliminess. Means slimy, little bit heaviness, like a heavy creating thickness in the wall. Where we need this pichhala, the slipperiness, where we need this quality, slipperiness? In the channels, in the physical channels, in the intestine, in the arteries, in the veins, you need this quality.
This is the Pichila quality, is the quality of the Soma, quality of the Ardi Soma. And Vishuddha quality is the quality of the Marut, which is anti-sliminess, which can eventually create roughness. But this is the pre-symptom of the roughness. Still it is not rough yet, but it's losing the slimy quality, pichila quality. Means the early stage of dryness, early stage of roughness, early stage of stiffness. Ayurveda catches things from there. So, what are the physical symptoms? Stiffness in the arteries, stiffness in the skin, lack of smoothness, lack of slipperiness, lack of shining, the shine of the glow, and the glow is going low, lack of lubrication, you can say, lack of lubrication, the pores of the skin, pores of the channel. What is the mental symptom? All the symptoms of, again, because the mind needs a lot of lubrication nowadays, because of the mind is stressed out and the environment is already drying the soma. So that we are breathing, we are inhaling, we are getting all the dry prana, which is creating this Vishuddha guna, anti-pichala, anti-slimy guna. What will be the answer there? The answer is, gives pichila quality food, pichila quality massage. What is the pichila quality? All the food which has lot of mucilage. Because this pichila quality is a binder. This slimy quality of the food, the slimy quality of the body, it binds the toxins. It lubricates the channel, but it binds the toxins like a mucus. Where you have the pichila quality in the food? Okra, marshmallow root, slippery elm. Whenever I am recommending marshmallow root drop or marshmallow in the water, what we are trying to do there? Why we have marshmallow, specifically when I recommend marshmallow, when I see in the pulse, this pichila quality is not there. Anything which has mucilage, that is the pichila. All the binders, I recommend who has pichila quality, because what happens, it is not only binding the toxin, it is lubricating the channel. By lubricating channel, you are avoiding the dryness. If you are lubricating channel, then the other guna, the chala guna, flows down. If channel is wide open, it gets a little heavy, slows down. So all those slippery kind of food, and that's why in the lot of massage oil, lot of cream, I add marshmallow root. I adopted slippery elm also, because it's 5 times more pichila, more slimy than the marshmallow root. So I adopted that one also in the drops, in the creams. So this is the pichila quality food. See, now you know the difference between the snigdha and pichila. Snigdha is coming from the unctuousness of the ghee. Pichila is coming from the okra or the taro root. the Ayurvedic potato, anything slimy, anything which has mucilage, tapioca, arrowroot, all those what I call binders, has the pichala quality. So why this? I'm just enjoying giving this, so now all my practitioners will know why and what these ingredients are doing. And also, if you want to know more detail about this, what herbs, what food has these qualities to aggravate vata or to pacify vata, we have the whole set of 60 hours of audio and the 60 or 70 PowerPoints to explain about 60 herbs in detail from the sutras. You can call the office for that. It's a very deep and very detailed knowledge in terms of all the dravyas, all the materials, 60 materials, not all the materials, 60 materials, 20 herbs, 15 spices, some fruits and vegetables. So this is the pichala quality. Then you have a khara. Khara is a coarse, not just the rough, the coarseness. When you touch the sand, that coarse feeling, little bit rough, but little bit pinching also, little bit bothering your skin also. This is not just a roughness. It is khara, means, you know, when you touch the raw, you know, immediately dried hay or any grass, it looks like it is going to, you know, pinch your finger. It is not just the roughness. It's little bit more than roughness. That is the khara. Or, you know, when you suppose you are making some powder, suppose you are trying to make some powder, but you blinding something to grind it, grinding something, and you want to make powder. The first stage will be rougher. 20 mace, 30 mace, rougher. That is khara. When you grind it more and more and more, grinding like a talcum powder, then become slakshna. What is the symptom? How you will taste if something is not khara, something became slakshna? Because we use this term when we make the powders of the minerals. Powders, when you are making the basma of iron and zinc and silver or gold, it says that keep hammering them, keep grinding them until they are not khara, they become slakshna. It has to be slakshna. The same iron basma, if it is khara, it is not good for you, because it can create problems, it can give constipation. Like a zinc bhasma. I added this zinc bhasma in my Surya Shanti cream. All the bhasmas, whether it is calcium, whether it is the coral bhasma or coral powder, it has to be slakshna. It should not be khara. Khara means rougher. When you feed somebody the rougher molecules, not well grinded, particularly the minerals which cannot just get soluble in the water, anything like that, then you have to grind them to make slakshna. What is the symptom? Because I have done this grinding of myself without any machine, making the basmas for days and years when I was interning with my father. I tested it. The simple test. What a simple test, without going to the microscope, that how many mess is there. Says that when you put on your fingertips, if they get into the
linings of the finger. When you rub on your this finger, and when they get, when they, you can see it got into the micro linings of your finger, don't falling from there. It stains the micro lining. That is the symptom that powder is not khara anymore. That powder is lakshana, and then it is ready to use for the human being. That tells you that, you know, these words we use, what happens if that mineral or that food, any khara food, like quinoa, we say always quinoa has little bit of khara quality. We say whenever you cook quinoa, cook well. Make sure that it bursts, otherwise the skin has little khara quality. What it will do? It will create coarseness. With the same quality, it will create coarseness in your channels, in your intestine, in your colon. That's what. You cook well. Cooking is expanding the skin and it melts. The khara becomes the slakshana. Or sometimes we say, okay, this person has irritable bowel, blend the food. When I see this green protein recipe, why I am telling blend the greens, blend it, so make it slakshana, because greens has that khara quality. The greens has the molecule which is rougher, which is khara. When you blend that green with spices, with oil, cooked green, blend it in a blender, it becomes very smooth, very slakshana. Then what happens? It is not irritating the colon, because IBS is a vata pitta aggravation. If you do something khara, say, okay, just cook the spinach or chard or kale, chard is more, chard, kale, and just eat it. No, it will create problem, because the khara quality, the molecules are very rough. That's why cook and blend it longer, so it becomes all slakshana. The molecules are so small and smooth. Not only small, it should be smoother also. Then when it goes to the colon, it is not, because this quality can create khara in the body, particularly in the colon. Then what happens? It irritates the colon. It creates more vata problem, more apana vata problem. That's why make sure that if somebody has problem in handling even little bit khara, little bit coarseness in the food or anywhere in life, particularly, you know, if your hand is rough, if your hand is rough due to this khara quality, can appear due to dryness also. And then you are massaging yourself, what you are doing? You are increasing the khara quality in your skin. Or if your massage therapist is massaging and skin is very rough, the khara, the dryness and khara. Dryness is more kind of dryness, but the khara is like, or somebody is using the udvartana, the powder, it is not, little bit khara is good if somebody has kapha there. If somebody has vata aggravation there, and then somebody is using this rough powder on your body, it is going to increase your vata. Yeah. For kapha, it will be good, because they have to rub something khara, something coarse, so that, you know, it opens the channel and kapha and ama goes out. But vata, skin brushing for the vata people, so that brush should be very smooth, the silky smoothness brushing. That's why what happens when the same oil and same udvartana, same paste is being used for every patient, every client, that's not good. For vata people, it has to be very slakshana paste, very slakshana
oil, very smooth, everything has to be smooth, the oil, the hand, the poultices, everything should be smooth, so that the physical symptom will be again creating more roughness and dryness together. The mental symptoms also will be dry and rough, because the symptom manifests the same way for khara and dryness and roughness. And that what happens if somebody is eating a lot of rough molecules, for certain person it is good because the rough molecules are soaking things. If something is there, some kapha predominant problem is that it soaks and expels. If it is that kind of kharness, but if it is minerals, why these calcium, the minerals, the heavy duty calcium from the bone, if they are not grinded well, it creates dryness in the physiology. So these are the qualities and everything. And the vata, what else you have done, Mr. Dikhar? Yeah. So again, this vata is, we can go into any great detail, but I thought that at least in these 2 hours, whatever I can give, I give, and I'm opening for the questions. Star 6 or star 7?
Star 7.
Anybody has questions, you put star 6 to unmute yourself.
Mr. Mishra?
Yes?
Hi, it's Mary McCoy. I have a question.
Yes, Mary, how are you?
I'm very good. I did my sun salutation this morning, Linda.
Wow.
I have a question about the second line of the sutra. I understand the first one that you elaborated.
If anybody else is having trouble.
Everybody could unmute, then I will... Good question. Let me answer this question. Yes, very great question. Mary McCoy asked this, what is the meaning of the second line? And I have done everything, but I have to explain the meaning. The first line says that the gunaj or the properties of the vata is Rukcha, Sita, Lagu, Sukshma, Chalot, Vishda, Khara. We dealt with this. Its second line is said, Viparita Guner Drabyer Marutaha Samprashamyati. Viparita Guner Drabyer Marutaha Samprashamyati. Viparit means opposite. That's why we have written in every page, what are the opposite guna? Viparita Guner Drabye. The drabyas, the materials of the opposite guna is, maruta means here what? It is specifying the vata, maruta, samprashamyati. Opposite guna, like you see, you have rukshav chart, opposite guna is, the opposite guna of ruksha, opposite guna of sita, opposite guna of everything is there in one page. Get that, what, third page out?
Page 4.
Go to the page 4 and see this answers. See, you have ruksha and the viparit guna. The opposite quality of this guna ruksha is snigda, anxious. Viparit guna of sita is Ushna, warm or hot. Viparit guna of Laghu is heavy. Viprit guna of sukshma is sthula. Viprit guna of chala is sthira. Viprit guna of vishad is pichila. Viprit guna of khara is slakshna. So that's what I elaborated, and always this will be, this whole 2 hours will be posted in vaidyamishra.com within couple of days, and you have the PowerPoint also there, and you can listen as many times you want. Just this is complimentary from divine. So next. Any more questions?
Hi, Dr. Mishra.
Yes?
Yeah, hi, Renee.
Yes, Renee.
What do you recommend for dry scalp?
Very good question, Renee. And I'm...
battery shouldn't lose the charge.
Hello?
Yes.
So dry scalp is a very common...
Try the other battery, too.
See, this dry scalp can be there due to so many reasons. Due to vata, due to pitta, due to kapha also, but mainly I'm seeing due to vata and pitta, aggravation. If the vata aggravation, then what happens? Just the dryness. If there is just dryness there, not burning sensation there, and not hot feeling there, that tells you that if it is not hot, if it is cool and dry and itchy, means it's a typical vata aggravation in the scalp. Of course, try to do all the diet and routine, but you have to do something local also. What you should do local to pacify the vata of the scalp? Number one, stop eating anything which has all those qualities of vata. Stop using any shampoo, any conditioner, any chemical which is drying, like paraben, SLS, synthetic scent added to the shampoo and conditioner. They aggravate vata and pitta. But in the same time, if you have pitta aggravation also, if you have very less tolerance from the sunlight, if you have burning and itching together, then you have to do pitta and vata pacification. It's little tricky. See, the pitta needs cooling treatment and vata needs warming treatment. Yes, now you know. It becomes little trickier. But if you have a wisdom, if you have a wisdom, you can deal it. That's why the Charak Sanghita is all about. And I know, Renee, I know your pulse, and I have seen several times, so you have to do this pitta and vata because you live in New York and all those things. So for that, what you do, once a week, apply the, we have a scalp clay, mix in the, make a thin paste in the water, apply on the scalp. Don't go out when you applied it, just leave it on 10 minutes and use my shampoo to clean it, and use conditioner if you like, and before going out in the sun, you may need to use little bit of my Surya Shanti cream on the areas where you have a lot of burning. Little bit, it will be. Otherwise, you go to bed, before going to bed, you apply this Surya Shanti cream. This is going to pacify vata and pitta of your scalp. In one night, I can tell you, in one night, you will feel at least 50%, because I know you try to do good food and everything, you're following my program so many years, in one application, because night is better because this cream is little creamy, it's not good for you to go out and having cream, so at night you leave it overnight, or if you are going to, you know, beach or trying to expose your scalp to the sun, then apply this Surya Shanti cream. We have the Surya Shanti cream to pacify Rajak Pitta of the skin and scalp, and that will help you right away. I have some person told me that he had this scalp itchy and burning scalp from long time, and he does, because the diet is also main thing. If you do good diet and routine, then it will work like a magic. And it worked for that person in one night, 50% burning and itching gone. Okay? Hello?
Canada?
Hello? Hello?
More questions?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's Juliana here. I just want to ask you something that is confusing me a little. I have a lot of these symptoms, but one is very different. I always have very warm hands and feet. Like in the winter, I'm the last one to have cold hands and feet. Mm. And I was wondering if this could be a symptom of a combination of disbalances.
So you are a Vata body type, or what is your body type?
I don't know.
Can you repeat your question? It was a little disturbed. Can you repeat the question again, please?
The question is, I don't know what my body type is, but I recognize a lot of these Vata symptoms in me, but I have always warm hands and warm feet.
This is good, because see, that's why we studied today all the symptoms independently. This is a good thing that you have other Vata symptoms, but you don't have this cool hand and feet or cool body, means it's a good thing. If your channels are not getting clogged, you're not making ama, so this is a good thing. But this is a boon for you, and when you will start managing your Vata symptoms, it will be easy for you to take care. You don't have to have all the symptoms. Huh? That's not good. You have one less symptom. It's a wonderful thing. Then whatever you will do, it will be more effective. That's a good thing. Yeah. Don't worry about that. Be happy about it.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I have a quick question also on the thyroid. I have noticed, I read about thyroid, and I have noticed that I have a under-functioning thyroid. Slowly, it just shows up like with a sluggish thyroid, and I was wondering if this has to do with the Vata disbalance or vice versa, the Vata disbalance is because of the thyroid dysfunction.
Yeah, anything which has to do with the flow, sometimes what happens is maybe your thyroid is making all the hormones, all the, you know, thyroxin and everything, but
right.
If the Vata, if this guna, the chalot, the moving guna of the Vata is out of balance, either it is moving too much or too slow, then the thyroxin, which maybe your thyroid is making, but it is not reaching to the targeted destination on time. Yes? Targeted. It may be it is related to Vata problem, because Vata is delivery agent, you know, Vata delivers. Maybe it is problem in the delivery, but in the meantime, maybe it is problem in the production. So that you have to see what problem is, but there's nothing wrong in balancing your vata and try it. Maybe if it is just the delivery problem, not the production problem, not the quality problem, then it will help you. So nothing wrong in trying balancing your vata and make sure the delivery is good. Yes?
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
One more question.
Vajra Mishra, this is Barbara Zilber.
Yes, Barbara.
Well, as I listened, I think you've been awfully kind during our sessions, not telling me just how vata I am. I can't believe how it all fits together. And what I'm wondering, a couple of things, is what about massage and massage oils, which you have, you mentioned it in the winter, but not now. Is that something that would be valuable all the time for the dry skin and everything else?
Yes, the massage is always good. There are several kinds of massage oils. You can massage. Only time we say when somebody has a lot of ama, a lot of clogged channel, there is a contraindication for massage. We have a whole article on vaidyamishra.com on massage, or you can call my office. Everybody can get the copy of the massage article. We have a very comprehensive article on massage, so get that. But it is always good to do massage. Some contraindications are there, very few, but you have to read that article. But it is always good to do some kind of oil, different oil, but vata oil, very special vata oil I have, which does, which covers a lot of this balancing ability. The vata massage oil, which is having all vata pacifying herbs, channel opening herbs. You can read all those things in the article. But if somebody has any of the symptoms of the vata, vata massage oil, you know, a lot of people are calling vata massage oil. They just put...
What?
A lot of people are calling vata massage oil.
It's
going to help you because you have to have the proper herbs, proper aroma, proper base, and I have that. Because whenever I formulate anything, I go through all these basic principles which you later. So vata massage oil is good for vata, but you read that article, you will know more. Okay.
And just to follow up on that, the kinds of oil massage at the Ayurvedic places I've asked you about before, and you said, no, I'm not ready for that. I shouldn't go to have those more formal... oil treatment.
But very special case, very nice case, Barbara. So you are, I'm always giving you very specific things. Okay? Don't be
sorry, what's Barbara. That? I can't hear you.
Barbara, you are very special case, so, you know, don't go into specific details. You are getting always the specific oils, okay, Barbara? So, don't worry, we'll talk more, okay?
Hi, Gigi. You said
so, one more question.
Aja?
Yeah?
This is Yogamaya.
Yes, Yogamaya.
So, I have an aunt who's 89 years old and a very strange symptom, Vaidya.
Mm-hmm.
Her skin, her fingertips are silky smooth like a baby's, but she says when she feels them, they feel very rough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like on the inside they're rough.
Yeah, that's why I was saying that when people are feeling rough from inside, means that due to aging and due to toxins, the whole body, you know, deeper tissues are having this roughness quality. So in that situation, you have to, I don't know how much we can help, but try these things if it's open to diet and routine and behavior and everything. Okay?
How about massage for her?
Very specifically, you have to see because in that age, if channels are not cooperating, the massage also cannot bother also. So you have to be very careful in that situation.
Sure. That's why I asked. Thank you.
So certain announcements are there. In 9 days of Mother Divine, we are doing 9 days Chandi Path, the Mother Divine prayers, and in afternoon for our. I'm just announcing one very special event is happening in the Prana Center, that is during 9 days of Mother Divine, 19th of September to 29th of September. Every morning is going to be the Mother Divine prayers, every day, one Mother Divine, 9 days. In the afternoon, there is going to be a teaching session, all from the verses about everything related to women, the woman's creation, their shakti, their spiritual connection, and from the puberty to menopause, all kind of sutras I'm going to teach from all kind of sutras for during menstruation, gestation, and everything. So if you email my office, you can get everything in the email. One announcement gone already that will be posted on the website. You can call. There are several options are going to be some economical options. So many options are going to be announced soon. So stay in tune. Stay in touch for that. James Pace, you have some announcement? James Pace, you have some announcements? Hello, James? James, are you there? Okay.
कैसे हैं आप?
बढ़िया बढ़िया.
वैद्य जी.
अच्छा रहा ये आर्टिकल. मैं रणवीर बोल रहा हूँ सास्केटून से, कनाडा से.
हाँ, क्या हाल चाल? बढ़िया साहब.
हाँ बढ़िया साहब, आपके लिए मैंने चार लाइन लिखी है. मैं कुछ कभी कभी लिखता हूँ.
हाँ.
तमाम जिंदगी एक नशा छाया रहा.
हाँ.
आरे फुड़ लाऊं आसमां से फंसा रहा. तमाम जिंदगी एक नशा छाया रहा. तारे तोड़ लाऊं आसमां से फंसा रहा.
हाँ.
क्या हो गया इस जमाने को ऐ लोगो, भूल गया कर्तव्यों को मोह लगा रहा. क्या हो गया इस जमाने को ऐ लोगो, भूल गया कर्तव्यों को मोह लगा रहा.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Is the conference call ended?
Yeah, it's what is time now?
Okay.
So I wanted I am going to open center speaking on EMF on 2nd of September, and there is going to be consultation in James Pace, Art Vidya Gurukulam. So stay in touch, and then you will get announcement if we don't have your email to us. Anything else, Dr. Melina, you want to say?
Vaidiji?
Yes.
So Dr. Kapoor, just want to make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Ganesh Chaturthi.
Thank you.
And it seems that Kali Yuga is the age of Vata.
You
moving
are
fast-paced,
right.
Everything is fast.
Because Kali Yuga knows that if Kali Yuga can, this age and day and time can aggravate Vata, it can disconnect people from the spiritual forces. So that's what Kali Yuga is doing. There's a trap to that. So thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Jeff.